All right, let's begin. I actually want to share with you a beautiful idea, not from this week's parsha, but actually from Parsha's Vaschanon. And I saw this right by Rabbi Nachman. I saw it earlier in the summer, and they made a little mark by it to come back to it. So, actually, I apologize. The sheets, I accidentally reversed them. So if you take a look, it's actually page one is the second sheet that I want to quote to you, the Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, this is in Parshas Ve'eschanon, so the beginning of Devarim, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Dalid, Ba'atem hadveikim, Ba'ashem alokeichem, Chayim kulchem hayom. So literally translated, you, hadveikim ha'ashem alokeichem, you who cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, Chayim kulchem hayom. So the way Rashi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is translated is, those of you who cling to God, Chayim kulchem, all of you are alive to this very day. In other words, what Moshe Rabbeinu is making reference to is that those who ultimately did not cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the course of the 40 years, the Chet HaEgel, the Chet HaMeraglim, sin of the golden calf, sin of the spies. So those who did not cling to God, ultimately again, are not here to this day. But all of those of you who cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'atem hadveikim Hashem Elokeichem, all of those of you who clung to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayim kulchem hayom, you are alive today. So Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful vart, a very beautiful insight on this, and we're going to use his vart to develop a different idea. So look what the Rebbe says. This is on page, it's number two. That's actually the first page you have over here on your sheet. Look at the number two on the bottom. So Rabbi Nachman says, you can see I wrote over there a letter B. It looks like an R, but it's a B. Pasuk Dalet, Chaim Kulchem Hayom. What does it mean, Chaim Kulchem Hayom? Look what the Rebbe says. Bein Tzadik, Bein Benoni, Bein Rasha. Whether a person is righteous, whether a person is beinoni, average, whether a person is a rasha, evil, wicked, kolzman sheshem Yisrael nikra alav, tzarech b'chol yom lahaschel mechadash. Both say the ikar in life is that as long as you are a member of Klal Yisrael, being a member of Klal Yisrael has one significant mandate, and that is every single day you have to start new. Every single day you have to start new. Every single day you have to start fresh. Tzarech b'chol yom lahaschil michadash. What does that mean? V'zehu b'chinos. This is the meaning. V'atem hadveikim b'hashem elokeichem. Chayim kulchem hayom. This is the meaning ultimately when it says, and you who cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayim kulchem, what does it mean chayim kulchem hayom? Chayim kulchem hayom, the Rabbi Nachman says, means that you put the totality of your existence into living today. See, it's all a question of where you put the comma. Rashi HaKadosh and others say, V'atim ha'vekim v'ashem elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayom. All of you who cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are all, chayim kulchem hayom means you are all alive today. Rabbi Nachman says, no. What it means is, chayim kulchem hayom means you have to put the totality of your living into today. In other words, maximize each and every day of existence. Chayim kulchem hayom. Put the totality of your chayim, the totality of your chiyus, the totality of your life force, of your abilities, of your kolchos, into hayom, into today. Ki l'tarach l'chadish ha'chiyus b'chol yom v'yom. Person has to be mechadish, person has to renew his drive to live each and every day. Ki ilu hu maschil l'chiyos hayom. As if he is starting to live today, for the first time. So what is the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe is saying a very basic, but yet exceptionally profound yisod, which is that the problem often is that we don't value the day. We don't value a day. We look at a day as a unit of time in a string or in a continuum of greater units of time. So what is a day? A day is 1/7 of a week. What is a day? A day is 1/30 of a month. It's 1/365 of a year. We don't look at a day as a universe unto itself. And says the Rebbe, the power of the Jew is the Jew recognizes that every single day is an entire lifetime, an entire world unto itself. You know, this is the Vart where the Gemara says that Rebbe said, Yesh kana olama b'sha'achos. A person could acquire his entire world, this world and the next, in one moment. You can never underestimate what a person could accomplish in the course of a day. The difficulty is that very often we minimize the importance of a day, and we just look at it simply as a cog in the wheel of time, but not a world unto itself. Therefore, it says Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vatem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem." Do you want to know how true dvekas Hashem manifests itself? How does a true clinging of God or to God manifest itself? Chayim kulchem hayom. By putting the totality of your life force, the totality of your koach, into maximizing the day. Don't just live the day, but make the day chayim kulchem hayom. Put the totality of your kochos into the day.
One day at a time.
I'm sorry?
One day at a time.
No, it's saying much more than one day at a time. What it's saying is, make sure to maximize each and every day. Every single day should be lived to its fullest. Now, we'll say, you understand? No. One day at a time just means take life one day at a time. This is maximize each and every day. This is that each day is a universe unto itself. Each day is a lifetime unto itself. So don't just say, you know, human nature is, what's the rush? There's tomorrow. There's tomorrow, right? What's the rush? There's next month. There's next year. Correct. We don't know that, but that's not necessarily reflected on how we live. Very often, we assume that there's always a tomorrow, there's always a next month, there's always a next year. That's why very often there's an urgency to accomplish the things we need to accomplish. The Rebbe therefore says, "Vatem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem." Those of you who are truly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you understand one simple yet profound life lesson: Chayim kulchem hayom. Put the totality of yourself into maximizing the day. Yesh kana olama b'sha'achos. A person could change his life, a person could change his world, a person could change the trajectory of his existence, a person could change everything in one day, but only if you put the totality of your existence into one day. So this, let's say this again, as already you've come to see, the greatness of Rabbi Nachman's Torah often lies in the simplicity of his ideas and his ability to see the ideas just embedded in a pasuk. So as everyone else thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Klal Yisrael and saying Chaim Kul Chamayom means everybody who's alive today, the Rebbe says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them instructions how to lead an impactful life. How do you lead an impactful life? Chaim Kulchem Hayom. Put the totality of your life force into maximizing the day. But also, I think there's another piece to this as well that we could glean from the Rebbe. Because let's think about this for just a moment. The lesson seems to be a very straightforward lesson. Very straightforward lesson. So why is it so difficult to put into practice? Right? So why is it so difficult? We know this. Why is it so difficult to maximize it? So I'll just share with you, just amongst chaverim, so we can speak openly and honestly. For me, the greatest moment, I feel the greatest angst during the week on Friday afternoon. Why? Obviously, it's not because Erev Shabbos is wonderful, but because another week has gone by, and I haven't accomplished a fraction of what I set out to do. You know, so the Klal Gadol is that if you accomplish what you set out to do in a week, it just means that you're not setting the bar high enough. Right? Meaning, no one should ever be accomplishing everything they set out to do, because we're always supposed to put our goals just a bit higher than our reach. But sometimes we look back at the week and I see everything I wanted to accomplish, and I see what I did accomplish, and what happens? It's frustrating. We'll say, I think for many of us, we feel this frustration in an even greater way during Chodesh Elul. And I think to myself, here today is the 15th day of Elul. Right? Is it 15th or 16th? No, it's the 16th day of Elul. Right? So, you know, I don't know about you, but you know, you come in after Tisha B'Av. So what's the first thing we tell ourselves? We're going to get an early start on preparing for Yamim Noroim. This year, I'm telling you, it's going to be different. Right? Azriel and I were just discussing this in a different context last night. Right? I'm going to learn the Machzor. I'm going to learn the Al-Khiz. I'm going to learn the Ashamnus. I'm going to get ahead. I'm going to do Tshuva. I'm going to do... And then what happens? So Chodesh Elul, plenty of time. So we'll say it's 2 weeks before the Yamim Din. Now again, you're all holy in the Shamas, so your avodah I'm sure is done. But, you know, I have so much angst because again, the days have not been maximized. The days, the time has just not been put to good use, and you often leave, you're scratching your head. Why? It's not like I was out playing golf. Nothing wrong with playing golf, but it's not like I was out playing golf, right? It's not like I was sitting around by the pool and working on my tan. So like, what's the pshat? why didn't I accomplish what I wanted to accomplish? And I will say, I think that there's an answer to this. If you look at the last page, I quote it to you over here, a beautiful, beautiful, I apologize for the smallness of the print, but I quote to you over here, a beautiful mashal from the Dibna Magid. So the Dibna Magid says the following. He says, B'derech mashal. Himshil, if you look by the asterisk, on the right hand side, B'derech mashal, himshil hamagid midubnos chusa yagin aleinu, esachiyuv his over v'losha b'chub yom halo. So the context over here is something a little bit different. It's about maximizing the days of Elul, but I want to bring out a very important. He gives a beautiful mashal. Listen to this. He gives a mashal. La'ashir gadol shesof kol yom, haya tsar es hakesef sherviach v'shalchum echam yipalav kedei lafkido bebank. So what happens? There was a particular businessman, right? A very rich businessman, and at the end of the day, when the workday was over, he would have a lot of cash on hand, and he would send a worker of his. His assistant to the bank to deposit the money. That was the assistant's job. And close the business, deposit the money. So in the town there was a ganav, right? And as you can imagine, ganavim do what they do. The ganav sees. The ganav, right, is what's the word?
Scoping out.
Well, that came pretty quickly over there. So the ganav was scoping out. He sees every single day. Reuven's assistant, Mamish, is walking down carrying money bags. Ach yoda shlo yatsliach ligno bimeno asakasef. But the thief says, there's no way I'm going to be successful in stealing the money. Why not? Ki hapoel haya over mechanusa lebank derech rishus harabim sha'avru sham harbe anashim. Because what was the problem? Because the path, right, the path from the business to the bank was through the Rishon, through the public thoroughfare. So meaning, there was no opportunity, ultimately, again, for the thief to go ahead and steal the money, because Lamaisa, again, the employee, the assistant, was always in the public eyes, in Rishon Rab, no way to take the money. And how could the thief possibly steal the money in broad daylight, in front of all these people? Listen to this. He says, hello, yitafsu oso v'yasubavei sa'asurim. What's going to happen? What's going to happen if they see the thief robbing the assistant, the rich man's assistant, and brought there, they're going to grab him, they're going to throw him in jail? V'chashav al tachbula v'ha'arama sheyuchal lignoves kasos. So let's listen to this. The thief comes up with a givaldika plan. What's the plan? V'achin b'sof ola b'mocho ra'ayon nifla. He had a great idea. Ki b'derech mechanuso shala asher lebank haisa chanus shenimkuru bo chalifos yikaros. So we'll say, between the business and the bank, the rich man's business and the bank, there was a store, a clothing store, but not just like a, not just like Lahavdila hat box, but you know, hat box is great. I offend you. not just on a hat box, but rather again like what do they call it? Custom tailor, like a custom design tailor shop. Really expensive clothing. So listen to this, like Bennett wears. Nichnas haganav la'osachanos b'shashayapa overshon. Listen to this, Rabbi Say. So the ganav walks into the tailor shop, and he times it so that he's in there at the time when the assistant of the rich man is walking by the store. Watch this. V'hitzik es atzav b'fnei amocher kishlicho shel echal me'ashire ha'ir shechafatz liknos la'atzmo chalifa. So na'an ala hamocher u'bikesh levare es midaso shel asherotze es ha'chalifa. So listen to the thief's plan. Thief walks into a tailor and says, excuse me, tailor, I'm here representing my employer and whatever. My employer is Reuven. Reuven was one of the richest guys in the town. And Reuven asked me to pick him up a couple of custom tailor suits. So good, beautiful. So the tailor says, no problem. What's the only issue?
Size.
What size is he? Meaning, are you guys the same size? So he asked the thief, are you the same size? The thief says, no, we're not the same size. Heshiv hanucha va'amar, she'eni odeas midasa meduyekes, lochin yechapes bachutz b'ena ovrim b'shavim im yesh b'neim echad, she'niras komas gufo kishal ba'alav. So the thief has a great chap. He says to the tailor, again, remember, the thief representing himself as the assistant of one of the rich men in the community. He has a great chap. What's the great chap? You know what? Let me look out the window over here and see if any of these guys passing by is kind of like the same height and same build as my employer. And if so, I'll ask him to come in and he could try on the jacket and we can make the suit like that. of Arsham HaPoel. So what happens? Who happens to pass by at that very moment? The assistant of the rich man carrying his money bags. Umiyad hitzviya haganav alav. Vizchani lefanav sheyasar lechanusa lechanus. Kedei sheyuchal limdod alav es hachalifa. And what happens? The thief goes over to the assistant of the rich man and says, "Excuse me, sir, can I ask you a very big favor? Would you mind coming into the tailor shop for just a little bit? I work for so-and-so, I work for Reuven, the wealthiest guy in the community. Would you mind going out? I have to purchase some suits. You're exactly the same build. Would you mind coming in for a little bit just to try on some stuff?" Hiskim halo la'asos l'tovo. So of course, again, the assistant of the rich man, of the business owner, says, "Of course, if I could help out someone else, why not?" So what happens? Well, so can you imagine the scene? He walks into the tailor shop. So remember again, the thief gives him, "Do me a favor, try on this jacket." The assistant says, "No problem." What does he do? Puts down the money bags, and he puts on the jacket. So what happens? He goes into the dressing. Can you imagine this? He goes into the dressing room, put down the money bags, and he's trying on the jacket and the pants. L'regoze left hand kan. L'regoze chika haganov. Umiyad tafas bitzra hakesef ubarach misham. This was the very moment that the ganav was waiting for. So right when the assistant put down the money bags, the ganav took advantage, stole the money bags, and ran. Mishef hivchin bekach hapoel. So the assistant, of course, realized what just happened over here. He runs out of the store to try to retrieve the money. So what happens, Abosai? As the assistant runs out to run after the thief who stole his money bags, the tailor says, "Get back here. Get back here. You're wearing my suit, right? You can't go anywhere until you take this suit off." So the assistant goes in, takes off the suit, and of course, by the time he comes back out, the thief is long gone. The chala mechuzah hazeh nimshal ha'adam b'milchemes yetzahara. I just want to point out what's the nimshal? What's the message of the Dubna Magid's mashal? Well, it's a very powerful mashal because what happened over here? What went wrong? The assistant had a job. What was his job? He had a task. The task was go from the business to the bank, and every single day he was fine as long as what? As long as what? He stayed on task. But the moment he changed his routine, the moment he allowed himself to go ahead and get distracted, that's when everything begins to fall apart. That's when the money bags are lost. That's when ultimately, again, everything begins to fall apart. And we'll say, of course, the nimshal is very clear. Rabbi Nachman tells us, "V'atem hadvegim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom." Yes, our avoda, Rabbi Nachman says, is to put the totality of Rachius, to put the totality of our life force into maximizing the day. A very pashut, straightforward idea. When I wake up in the morning, I have one simple question. How can I maximize my day? And I will say, that's not just true in your ruchnius, it's true in your gashmius also. How could I be most effective in my business? How could I be most effective again in my material life? And how could I be most effective in my ruchni life? How do I have an impactful day? So I will say, so if it's so simple, why is it so complicated? And the answer is, because of all the distractions. Because I get called into this store, because I get called into that store, because there's this, because it was on a very simple level. I mentioned this before. How often does it happen to us that we have beautiful plans what we're going to accomplish on a particular day? And what happens? What happens? We've all had this situation. The phone rings. And what happens? One unexpected phone call derails the day in its entirety. Or there's an email, or there's an issue, and again, everything. Now, sometimes you have to adapt your plan. But I will say, so often in life, what ends up happening is we take our eye off the ball. We get called into the store. "Oh, can you come in and try on the jacket?" And I say, "Sure, why not? Sounds so nice." And I walk into the store, and the moment I walk into the store, I put down the money bags, which are the priority. I go ahead and get sidetracked and sidelined from accomplishing what I'm supposed to. And then it's difficult once you get sidetracked and sidelined to really ever pick your momentum back up again. Therefore, it turns out that if we want to take the Rebbe's advice to heart, and if we want to really be the kind of people of Atem Hadvekim Hashem Elokeichem, if we want to have true Dveikos, true connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, true Dveikos, true connection to Hashem, is a result, comes about as a result of Chaim Kulchem Hayom, maximizing each day, putting the totality of our life kochos into making the most of every day. But the only way to do that, Rabosai, is to remain on task, is to remain focused. And the only way to remain focused is to have clear goals and objectives. See, Rabosai, very often we go through life and we just go through the motions. We put out fires, do what we have to do to keep our heads above water. But we don't necessarily have a plan. What am I doing? Like, how am I growing? What are my objectives? What do I want to accomplish? And without something, you see, for the assistant in the mushal, the goal, the finish line was the bank. And every single day, as long as he kept his eyes on the bank, he was good. The moment he took his eyes off the prize, the moment he took his eyes off the goal, the finish line, he got distracted and he's never able to regroup. Well, so in order for us to be able to maximize our days, we have to have focus onto what it is that we want to accomplish, what it is that we want to be. So we should be zocheh mir tzashem. Now, of course, the Dibna Magid was saying this in the context of Elul. And he was talking about how every single day in Elul is such a magnificent gift. And every single day in Elul represents the most beautiful and magnificent of holy opportunities. And how we have to maximize those opportunities each and every day. And if we lose focus for a moment, an entire month of Elul could simply pass me by in the blink of an eye. Say why? Because I got sidetracked and I walked into the clothing store. We should be zocha mir tzashem. We should be zocha, number one, to achieve Dveikos Vashem. But the only way to achieve Dveikos Vashem, Rabbo says, we should be zocha to put the totality of all of our kochos into maximizing each and every day. But the only way to maximize each and every day is to know what it is that we're aspiring to do, who it is that we're aspiring to be, what our goals are, what our objectives are. May we be zocha and Mirat Hashem to identify what they are. May we be zocha and Mirat Hashem to not get distracted. May we be zocha and Mirat Hashem to reach our finish lines. Shkoyach.